Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfie Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. Easter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Groth reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lemon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mapes for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Alfied Roff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fied Roff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Mape settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batts is called out on strikes. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 1 in the game. Feed Roth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake bunts between the mound and first base. Trucks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Westlake for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropeau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropeau scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Dropeau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Avila reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mapes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropeau scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Alfred Roth. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Neil Berry pinch runs for Johnny Hop. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Pesci moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Pesci now playing second base. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Hal White now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-3 in the game. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Neil Berry. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.